The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Our guest today on the program is Tom Schlichting. He is one of the members of the group Ourselves. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Point Aubark's Lighthouse, and we're going to be talking about the concert coming up. First of all, Tom, I want to thank you for being with us here on the program today.
Glad to do it.
I guess the first thing I would ask is basically, what type of music does your group play, Ourselves?
Well, Ourselves got started really as an Irish group. This was about 21 years ago, and we had lived in Ireland. My brother and I had lived in Ireland, and we're now playing. My brother Walt and I are playing with our friend Lynn Serbrook, so it's a trio. We started off with Irish. We started to pick up more of the local stuff and other things that we like to do. So today we flavor a lot of the music with Irish because my brother plays whistle and fiddle and concertina. But we will do Appalachian songs or Hank Williams or sometimes Everly Brothers. There's no telling what will pop out of us at a given time. We'll either do a show on a theme, so we can still do Irish shows or Hank Williams shows or whatever. But they're giving us a chance here to really throw anything at the wall that we came up with. So we're giving them a nice variety.
Is it better to do this type of a show in a smaller venue where you're a little more closer to the audience? You don't need big amplification and such?
House concert shows are really fun for that reason. People can really get involved with it. And this is kind of an outdoor house concert, because although we will be amplified so people can hear what we're doing, we're not used to being amplified really loud where we blow you away. We want you to hear and enjoy what we're doing. And right there on the porch at the lighthouse is going to be a terrific setting for the music.
Now, what type of instruments do you play? The image they sent me on the information for the concert showed you all with string instruments, but you do use other things as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my brother is the multi-instrumentalist in the group. He'll play the whistle, the flute, the fiddle, the concertina, the mandolin. Lynn plays mandolin, banjo, guitar, and I do rhythm guitar, harmonica. I play dulcimer when we're doing the Appalachian songs. So we like to spread out that instrumental sound.
Well, I mean, you know, it does add variety, and some songs require some of the other instruments to make them flow.
It really lets you change things up. You know, the sound will be different from one song to another.
I guess maybe I'm being a little, short-sighted on this, but it's not just an instrumental performance, is it? I mean, you guys
have
the words and music
that
go with it.
Almost everything we do is singing.
So,
back us up, you know.
So do you split who is lead singer in different songs, depending on the song and their capabilities?
Well, since I'm the one talking, I'm the primary lead singer.
That's why they give you these fun jobs.
That's right, yeah. But Lynn also takes lead on a number of songs. So Walt primarily does backup. He'll do a comedy song once in a while, which is what he likes to do the best. And Thursday night, we're going to put together a couple of railroad songs, famous railroad songs, because we know that it benefits the depot project at Port Hope. We're going to do some sailing songs because it also benefits the lighthouse, the donations that they collect. We'll do some country, including a nice comedy song for you, If My Nose Was Running Money. That's a classic one.
Okay.
People will really enjoy that. We'll do an Irish tune for you. As I said, some sailor songs, because we'll be there by the lighthouse. We mean for everybody to have a good time. And we'll throw in a little pretty Irish ballad for you, too.
Now,
something for everybody.
Do you do this sort of on a written down schedule of what you're going to do, or do you kind of go with the audience, sometimes a request or two type of song?
When we're doing a theme show, like a Hank Williams or an Irish show, we'll play more by the seat of our pants, and people will ask us for numbers. When we're mixing them up like this, it takes a lot of work to decide what we're going to do. So we pretty well got a set course. We did get asked especially to do a song that is enjoying its 200th anniversary this year. The organizers asked us to throw that in. And if your listeners can figure out what that might be that was written in 1814 and is currently having its 200th anniversary, very famous song, then they'll know what we're going to play.
If they don't, then they have to come out and be surprised.
They'll have to come out and find out.
All right. You mentioned you've been together decades doing this?
Yep, that's right. My brother and sister and I started playing in about 1992 when I moved back up to Michigan from Texas. We got together and started playing. And my sister passed away about 4 years ago, and her friend Lynn had started playing with us 2-3 years before that. So the three of us are keeping it going.
And how is this something you just kind of do on the side? Making a living kind of job, or is this more fun?
We all have to work for a living.
Well, there are people who will say, people on the road doing music are working too.
They sure are. They're working a lot harder than I would like to, and I like the music to stay really enjoyable for me, and I think that's harder to do when you do it constantly.
Sometimes the best way to ruin something you like is to turn it into a job.
Right, exactly.
So keeping it at
us. This is not a job for us. This is a lot of fun for us.
And how many times a year do you do this? Is this like a most weekends type of thing, or?
Oh, it depends on the time of the year. Of course, we get the most calls for Irish around March.
We
usually do the sailing theme stuff. People like that around November. Just because, I guess, the Edmund Fitzgerald songs always come out then and all that stuff. In the summertime, we can play sets based on any Appalachian or Hank Williams, or you never know what people are going to call and want us to put together a set to do. And we like to keep it all available.
Does doing a program outside have certain problems for a musician, especially wooden instruments? It would seem that humidity and such might make them harder to keep in tune or whatever?
No, not really. As long as you keep them out of the direct sun, they adjust to whatever the climate is. That's kind of like going inside. If you go from a warm outside and you're going to play inside in the air conditioning, that's a problem for tuning. Or if a place is getting really hot, like when we play in a small hall in the summertime, they don't have air conditioning, and it gets really hot. Well, the instruments move to that heat, just like they move to being drier or colder, and you do have to retune. But if you can get there in a place like the Lighthouse and you set the instruments out 30 minutes ahead of time, they're going to adjust to what the temperature is, and they'll pretty much hold their tuning right through.
So it's like when you, like they show on TV, when you tell you to install a floor, you leave it in the room you're going to do it for, so it gets acclimated to it, so it's expanded or contracted as far as it's going to go.
Right, leave a little floating space.
Yeah, because it could change as the conditions warrant. Now, it looks like you're going to have good weather tomorrow night, so that's a plus.
It sure does.
Sure
does.
And a little cooler is always better than too hot, as far as
that's
getting
right.
The crowds out there.
We can bring the windbreakers and the sweaters if necessary. But, actually, it sounds like it was going to be beautiful tomorrow night.
The one thing I was told they should bring is lawn chairs, if you want a place to sit.
That's what I was told. We're going to be on the porch at the lightkeeper's house, right by the lighthouse. They've got a good space there for people to set up and sit and listen and join in, and we ask them to sing along whenever they feel like it.
Okay. Now, the proceeds, again, are going to the Port Hope Train Depot and to the Lighthouse where you're performing. As I understand it, it's all a free will donation. If people want to stop out, they can donate, and you're going to be there trying to give them a reason to donate even better.
That is right. They're going to do a 50-50 raffle, I understand, and sell off some other raffle tickets as well, so lots of opportunities to help them out, have a good time, and we'll especially do a little set of thumb songs tonight. That's what we call them, thumb songs, because they're about where we're from.
Okay, and there'll be some light refreshments afterwards, Patty was telling me.
That's right. Yep.
So about how long?
Every reason to come out and no reason to stay home.
Now, you're starting at 7. About how long do you perform? Is this a, you're figuring an hour or an hour and a half? How does that go?
They told us to make this one an hour.
Run
it about an hour.
And that should give you a good mix of the music you do?
Oh, yeah. That'll give us a chance to sample things.
Okay.
What do they say about the Michigan weather? If you don't love what you're having right now, wait a minute.
Yeah, and apparently we're getting another polar vortex like we had all winter long, like we needed those again.
Terrific.
Well, I mean, it's not going to get...
It did feel like a wonderful spring day today, a fine, soft day, as they'd say in Ireland.
But we take what we get in Michigan.
We have to, don't we?
Yeah. Do you do a lot of performing in this area, or do you stretch out around the state and further?
This will be our first time in Port Hope. We were in the Touring Arts Guide, the Michigan State Touring Arts Guide, in the 90s into the early 2000s, and we traveled further away then. We got up to Escanaba and Traverse City and all over the place. That got to be a little bit more than wanted to do the last few years, so we tended to be more local.
Well,
in the some area of Port Huron is mostly where we're playing these days.
If you have regular jobs through the week, those long hours traveling just make it all the more difficult.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was nice to be able to pick one up on a Thursday evening, as I happen to have Friday off this week, as we're playing Friday afternoon. In fact, we're playing this weekend. It's just bizarrely crowded for us. We're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's
a busy one. But then we had last weekend off, and we'll have next weekend off. That's just how things fall sometimes.
Well, you know, the festivals and everything else, they fall on a certain date, and you have to be there when the crowds are going to be there.
That's right. Yeah, we're really happy to be coming up to Port Hope. We've never played at in the Port Hope area before. We've been up to Harbor Beach, but not Port Hope. So we played at the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse, and we played at the Port Sanlac Lighthouse. We've never played at the Point of Barks Lighthouse before. So it's just places that you love to get out to and do something there. I encourage everybody to come out tomorrow night and do something with us there.
I assume the program is kid-friendly, because a lot of people would like to see the kids maybe get a little interested in the music. We don't want to lose it.
Well, that's one of the reasons we like to do these humorous songs. Kids really love this If My Nose Was Running Money song. And we're going to do another one called I Want to Be a Dog, which has been real popular with kids, too. And, of course, they always like the tunes. We're going to throw out a set of Irish tunes for them. That gets their toes a-tapping, and the little kids will get up.
And you don't get up and do any of that Lord of the Dance thing or anything.
Oh, my knees gave out for that several years back.
none of the arms straight down and legs a-flailing. Just
all I ever did was the Irish social dancing. None of the really hard stuff. But even the social dancing can wear on you, as any of your square dancers out there will tell you.
As long as
your knees can go. Like basketball, your knees can go.
But as long as the fingers and the knuckles are fine, you can keep on playing.
That's right. You can play sitting down, you can play standing up, whichever suits you.
Okay.
But you can't dance sitting down too well.
How did you get the name Ourselves? Is there a story behind that, or?
Yeah, my brother and sister came up with that once we formed up the group, about 91, 92. And Ourselves actually comes from Sinn Féin, which is for ourselves in Gaelic. It's the name of the independence political party from way back, revolutionary times. So it kind of tied in with the Irish theme of the group. And as our mother told us, be yourselves, because who else should you be? Over ourselves.
It had nothing to do with elves.
Nope, no elves.
Just making sure. Do you have a set when you come into a thing like this, certain things you make sure you want to do? Because you'd have to practice for them. I know you play a lot, but, you know, you'd want to make sure everybody's on the same page and you're going to be going to the same song the next one around. So do you line it up that way?
Because the shows we do are so different from each other, mm-hmm. We always put together what we're going to do and we'll run it beforehand to smooth up the transitions, sort of. But we do keep the notes handy, so we will be on the same page. It helps us sound better. We like to come off sounding good.
Any jokers in there who like to improvise and do some things that you're not quite prepared for in the group?
Yeah, you'd want to watch out for my brother. He's a joker. Walt is a joker.
You throw in a lick or two you're not ready for?
You never know. You never know what he's going to do. He might start playing a different tune than the one we head down to play because he feels like playing that one. And as long as he tells me the key, that's okay. Hey, I'm going to play it in G. All right.
And it's a lot of it is just learning to work together and taking cues off of one another, I would think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. You get used to each other playing and practicing together over an extended period of time. And, well, of course, it was my brother and sister to start with. So we had all the in-jokes and irritations going that any bunch of siblings would have. And Lynn Serbrook really fit in nicely with that. He went to high school with my sister, and he started playing with us, just coming around where we were playing and joining in and having a good time. So he ended up being in the group, and he fits into that dynamic really well. It was like having another brother.
Yeah, well, sometimes siblings aren't the easiest people to get along with, but you haven't had that problem.
Exactly. We know exactly how to rub each other the wrong way.
Comes with years of practice.
We don't do that too often musically, which is good.
Well, there's a point where it's family and a point where you're being professional, like you do when you're out on the road, and you, the audience always comes first in that.
Well, and after 20 plus years of playing music, I know what not to tell Walt about his music, and he knows what not to tell me.
helps
us get along a lot better.
You guys know each other's buttons to push.
Oh, yes, well, we would. We're only 3 years apart, so I grew up being picked on by him.
How did you get started in music? Was this a family thing when you were young? Did your parents do this type of thing?
Well, one of the things we did early on was Christmas carol singing. And I got into various performing groups, junior high and high school, when we got together, we'd go out in the neighborhood and we'd Christmas carol. And my brother went to college in Ireland, and he got interested in the music there, whistle, flute, that kind of stuff. And so when he came back from college, and then I got out of college, and anytime we got together, we just played music because it was a natural thing to do for our own entertainment. And when I moved back up from Texas, that's when we got serious and put a group together for ourselves.
And the type of music you do, is this based on what you heard as you were growing up, or is it some direction that you consciously went to?
Oh, there are definitely elements from every place we've been. We lived as kids in Texas for a good while. We went to Ireland for a year. We lived in North Carolina for 6 or 7 years. That would have been right about the time I was in middle school, high school. So we got influenced by music in different places. And of course, we heard the stuff that was popular here and there. But I particularly liked to hear the old mountain music when I was in North Carolina, or the old country when I was in Texas, kind of that Texas swing stuff and that kind of thing. And, you know, when you've got time and you play music frequently, you start to drift towards those things that you've heard that you liked over the years. Like Hank Williams, I'd hear driving late at night for work. Well, I'd turn in one of those long-distance country stations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be playing country classics like Hank Williams. So these things come back to you years later, and you start to investigate them. I'd say that was the case with the Everly Brothers, too. It was just stuff I'd heard, and Lynn took to it real well. So you know, when we get the chance, we do a little Everly Brothers and just everything. We only do things we like. I can put it that way.
Have you created some of your own? A lot of artists get together and they have a few songs that are personally their own. Have you written or created any songs?
Yeah, we have some original songs, and that includes the ones I'm calling the thumb songs, because we haven't found a lot of native songs about the thumb. So that was a niche. We felt we needed some. Every place needs some songs. So, yeah, we're going to do some of those tomorrow night, too.
So there will be some songs they may have never heard that have a relationship to our area.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we haven't been up to Port Hope before, so I don't think people will have heard these songs.
Well, you get to Port Hope, there's only a little ways more you can go before you hit water.
Anywhere in the thumb, it's only a little ways to hit you where you hit water.
I mean, if you're heading north, you're just about there. But you're going to be performing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and people just, what, dress casually just to enjoy the day?
I say dress for the weather.
Ah.
Look outside, stick your head out, bring that windbreaker. We don't want to see anybody leaving early because it's turning chilly for them, so bring that jacket along just in case.
And that can happen along the shoreline.
I can tell you the same thing.
That chilly weather can happen right along the shoreline there. It just depends on which way the breeze is blowing at the time.
We played a concert at the harbor in Port Sanlac about 3 years ago. It was a hot, humid day. I mean, we're talking well up into the 80s with a high humidity. And that wind switched around during the show, the two-hour show. We were in T-shirts and shorts. And the temperature dropped to 25 degrees.
Ooh.
And the wind blew out of the northeast. And we were shivering and shaking through the rest of that concert while people were dragging blankets out of their trunks, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, all I can say is, as you said at the beginning, prepare for anything. You'll never go wrong if you plan on it to be cool.
Yeah, and I assume when that cool came in, your vibrato changed a little bit in your vocals there.
Had a little extra shake in the voice, yeah.
You could do some of those Hank Williams wailings pretty good with that.
Yeah, you betcha. Plenty of good yodeling in cold weather. Helps keep you warm.
Well, again, it's coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. It's at the Point aux Barques Lighthouse. That's in Lighthouse County Park. Bring lawn chairs so you have a place to sit because you're going to be on the porch. And basically, they're going to be kind of out on the lawn and in the drive there, so they're going to need to have some place to sit. Enjoy yourselves, have a great concert, and bring appropriate clothing in case it cools down or warms up, and light refreshments afterwards. I don't think you can do better than that. So,
sounds good to me.
Yeah, and it's all part of the Thumb Music Makers program for this year. They're bringing you to the area. I want to make sure we let people know about that. I appreciate you taking time with us today, Tom, and I hope you have a good time up in Port Hope, and I hope you enjoy the time up there and think of coming up into other communities in the Thumb area and bringing your style of music here.
I'm sure we will enjoy ourselves, and we hope you will enjoy ourselves, too.
Well, so again, a thanks you. How many people, again, in your group, and name them?
Three.
And
Lynn Serbrook, Walt and Tom Schlichting.
And the three of you will be performing on some wide range of music that it is all over the road. It's going to be from Irish to Appalachian, Hank Williams, Everly Brothers, Michigan songs, and songs in particular about the Thumb area. So a good time for all.
We will be everywhere.
Thanks for being with us today, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest today on the program has been Tom Schlichting. He is one of the members of the group Ourselves. They're going to be in concert again, as I say, at the Lighthouse at Lighthouse County Park, Point aux Barques Lighthouse, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The concert is actually free, but they will be having donations taken, free will donations, and those proceeds will go to the Port Hope Train Depot and the Lighthouse at Point aux Barques. They'll be splitting it 50-50. Again, bring along some lawn chairs, appropriate clothing, just in case the weather does change as you're there. It's expected to be nice and sunny in the evening there, but it may be a bit cool, as the temperatures are expected to be a bit cooler than normal at this time. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.